and that financing means 24 hours a day of uninterrupted power for your business, sourced directly from the Zambian sun. You see, there's going green, then there's going green with Stanbic. Call 8888 for details. Stanbic is an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It is 18 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You've been waiting all year, planning, training for this one thing. The 18th edition of the Absa Cup is here. In the football stands, we stand as one. Now, it's time to get together for the ultimate soccer experience, the Absa Cup. Follow the action this March to May and watch it on Supersport, DSTV, and GoTV. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTickets.
Your story matters. Absa.
Signs. KCM pays CEC $29.6 million in debt settlement. Munir Zulu appeals defamation conviction. And in global news, UK hosts talks to seek pathway to peace for Sudan. With the 18 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix FM, I'm Kafula Mulenga. Konkola Copper Mines KCM has paid Copperbelt Energy Corporation CEC over $29.6 million as Class 2 creditor, in line with the High Court order under the scheme of arrangement, marking a significant development in their long-standing debt dispute. This follows CEC's formal acceptance of its classification under the scheme in their affidavits and documents filed in court, a position the company had previously contested. KCM Chief Corporate Affairs Officer Dr. John Kunda says the mining firm has consistently maintained its commitment to fulfilling all obligations under the scheme of arrangement and continues to adhere strictly to the provisions of the Corporate Insolvency Act of 2017. Dr. Kunda says KCM has already fully paid all Class 1 creditors, being owed less than $1 million, and has disbursed 35% as the first tranche to Class 2 creditors, who are owed $1 million or more, except in cases where disputes have been declared. He says after making payment to CEC on the 14th of April 2025, as per the verdict given by the High Court on the 28th of June 2024, KCM will also continue to assert its legal rights, including opposing CEC's appeal to be treated as a preferential creditor in the Court of Appeal. Dr. Kunda adds that KCM will ensure that all creditors are treated equitably and that no disruptions to business operations arise from unsubstantiated legal actions. Jailed Lumezi Member of Parliament Munir Zulu has filed an appeal against his conviction and one-year sentence for defaming two cabinet ministers and Road Development Agency board chairperson. Mr. Zulu was convicted for alleging that Finance Minister Dr. Stumbeko Msokotwane and Infrastructure Minister Charles Milupi received a bribe of over $250,000 through a bank transfer from an undisclosed company. In his appeal, Mr. Zulu has raised 10 grounds, including a claim that the court failed to consider the immunity granted to members of parliament under the National Assembly Powers and Privileges Act, which protects statements made within the confines of parliament. He has also applied for bail pending the outcome of the appeal, which is scheduled for hearing tomorrow, Wednesday, the 16th of April, 2025. Last week, Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, declared Mr. Zulu's seat vacant following his conviction. The Ministry of Energy says it has initiated a review of guidelines for the Tazama Pipeline Open Access Framework to enhance its effectiveness and to promote liberalization in Zambia's petroleum transportation system. Ministry of Energy Permanent Secretary Peter Mumba says this move aims to address emerging realities and incorporate operational insights gathered since the framework's implementation. Mr. Mumba says the open access framework has shown promising results, including successful diesel consignment sales and increased private sector participation, leading to greater competition and improved pipeline utilization. He states that the framework's objectives include promoting competition, enhancing operational efficiency, ensuring transparency, encouraging private sector investment, strengthening national energy security, and contributing to affordable fuel prices. Mr. Mumba says the review is expected to strengthen the open access framework, supporting Zambia's economic and energy security goals, and laying the foundation for a modern, competitive, and resilient energy sector.
Since its operationalization in April 2025, the framework has yielded promising results, notably the successful offloading and market sale of the first diesel consignment under the regime has demonstrated the viability of the open access model. The initiative has also facilitated the increased participation of private players, leading to greater competition and improved utilization of the Tazama pipeline. The government is pleased with the progress recorded so far and recognizes the importance of refining the framework to address emerging realities.
Government, through the Ministry of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development, has announced plans to rehabilitate key connector roads in Northern Province, aimed at improving regional mobility and boosting economic activities. The road sections earmarked for rehabilitation include the Mpika-Kasama-Mbala-Mpulungu corridor, a vital network linking inland areas to the Mpulungu port on Lake Tanganyika. Permanent Secretary for Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development, Professor Albert Malama, disclosed this development during a courtesy call on Northern Province Permanent Secretary Bernard Mpundu in Kasama. Professor Malama said the planned works follow the recent signing of a Memorandum of Understanding between government and Arab Contractors of Egypt, an internationally renowned engineering and construction firm. He said these roads are of significant economic and strategic value, and government is committed to restoring them to a standard that supports trade, tourism, and local development.
I would like to inform you here that we are actively looking at Mpika Kasama Mbala Mpulungu. When we went to Egypt during the last state visit, we signed an MOU with a company called Arab Contractors of Egypt. And the MOU includes from Mpika to Kasama Mbala to Mpulungu, including the border facility at Zombe. Last time I visited Chinga, I actually went to Zombe to check on the border facility. I didn't get to the route yet, but that's part of it. So we are still looking at this one.
In global news, a high-level international conference is underway in London to find a pathway to peace in Sudan, hosted by the UK's Foreign Secretary David Lammy. Sudan's civil war began 2 years ago, causing what aid agencies call the world's worst humanitarian crisis. The UK is promising an extra $120 million worth of food and medical assistance. On this and other global news stories, we monitored the BBC.
The UN says women's bodies have become a battleground in Sudan, where, 2 years into the conflict, rape is routinely being used as a weapon of war. The UN Secretary General said abuses were being committed by both the Sudanese army and the paramilitary RSF. Britain's Foreign Secretary has called on the international community to persuade Sudan's warring parties to protect civilians and allow aid in. International delegations meeting in London have pledged to increase aid and help find a pathway to peace. Several French prisons have been targeted in apparently coordinated attacks. Cars were set on fire in prison parking lots in Paris, Valence and Aix-en-Provence. The entrance gate of a prison in Toulon was hit by gunfire. A court in Russia has sentenced a hairdresser to 5 years in jail for spreading false information about the war in Ukraine. Anna Alexandrova was prosecuted after being denounced by a neighbour who she'd fallen out with over a plot of land near St. Petersburg.
You're listening to the evening news on Phoenix FM. We have business news after the break.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7 and 1Z.
the business news.